The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome. This is Thursday morning. It's 5 minutes after seven, and it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
So you've got the Clark and Clark show this morning on Thursday, the second Thursday. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to join us on the show this morning, you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a phone call at 605-4567. It's going to be another hot one. It's 72 today as we're sitting here in the studio. We're looking for a high of 107 to 110 and a low of 77. Oh, my. That doesn't even sound interesting, does it? That sounds absolutely scary.
And to add to your pleasure, humidity will increase due to some monsoonal moisture that is moving into the area. So it'll be hot and sticky.
Yay! And I noticed that yesterday, actually. I most generally use my swamp cooler because I just like it better than the air conditioner. I don't like to close up the windows. The swamp cooler wasn't cutting it yesterday. So tonight we're looking for 77 on Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 102 and the evening of 77 on Saturday, 106, sunny and hot. Saturday night, 77, and by Sunday, cooling, or nope, 109, 109, read that wrong, and Sunday night, 78, it looks like we're just going to do that over 100 stuff for the foreseeable future. Not good.
It is summer in Shasta County.
It's interesting, you know, you think about it, it's already mid-July, and we really haven't had a full week straight of triple digits.
We're
a little bit late to the party on that, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely, and it doesn't have to do it on my sake, but that's okay. Weather is always just brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, Sharon, I heard your show yesterday, and I was listening to the stuff you guys were talking about, and it was a lot of good information there.
Oh, I've been really excited. The challenge with any type of radio show in the summertime is getting people to come on because everyone's traveling, and nobody really wants to commit. You know, it's summertime, you know. And so, anyway, but, yes, we had on Greg Hollingsworth, the administrator of Marquis Shasta, to talk about rehab stays and what Medicare covers and their discharge process and what makes rehab work and their therapists, and they had a nurse on. And then I had Jim Robinson of Senior Care Solutions, who helps people find placement after a rehab stay. And so, yeah, it was really, really good. I really enjoy it. And so for those of you who haven't heard my show, it's live every Wednesday at 9. It's called Generations Talk Radio. When I come on the air for that show, I generally have my makeup on, and I'm dressed a little bit nicer than I am today in a baseball hat. This is early for me.
7 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock. I've always said, Carl, I really thought that this would be a really well-accepted program if we did the drive time at night.
3 to 5 or something.
Yeah, 3 to 5, 4 to 6. I think that'd be a really good time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the last name, but neither of the Clarks are morning people.
Not morning people, absolutely. So this is a challenge. But, you know, there is an awful lot going on out there, and right now, I think the topic of conversation, I don't know whether Carl's had a chance to talk about it on the show yet, but the half-cent sales tax, or the sales tax, a quarter cent or half cent, that the County Board of Supervisors talked about at a special meeting on Tuesday to see if they're going to float the idea of a half or a quarter cent sales tax countywide. That would be all three cities and the unincorporated area, and it would be targeted. They would have a specific list of these are the things that money can be spent for, and it would include, as I understand it, the jail, incarceration, rehabilitation, trying to, you know, break the system, if you will, mm-hmm. and putting money into all four police, well, the sheriff's department, which contracts with the city of Shasta Lake and, then does the unincorporated area, and then the city of Anderson and the city of Redding. And it'd be interesting now, because they did say all three police departments, the people in the city of Anderson already pay enough to have to have
right.
them
I was gonna ask
tax.
That.
Mm-hmm. But I would say that in order to make it float, there's a good share. I mean, there's a good population of people in the city of Anderson, and if they're not going to get any of the money out of this extra half cent, you're going to have a hard time getting
right.
their vote. So it's going to be an interesting concept. It takes two-thirds when you target it like that, but it also takes away the fact that you have to trust them to how they're going to spend it.
Right.
They're going to spend it the way they say they are if it passes.
Right. And one of the things that we've talked about before on this show, and you always make a point of saying, is people want more police, but there's no place to put these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've made a point of saying, you know, you've got to deal with probation and feeding them and, you know, the jail expansion and all these other things that you don't think about. And so if we have more police arresting people, but it's a revolving door at the jail, it doesn't really, you know, we're not helping the problem. And so that's what's great to see about this. Do you call it a proposition? Is that what it is?
Well,
or it'll be a measure?
Initiative.
Initiative. Okay.
No, it will be an initiative. It will be a ballot measure placed on there by the Board
ballot
of Supervisors.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's interesting because it will have to be certainly worded in such a way that the people have the confidence that the money's going to solve the problem. It is a system. So as you indicate, the money, part of that money has to go to shoring up the district attorney's office, the probation department, the public defender's office.
Yeah, we're actually going to prosecute these people instead of releasing them and all of that.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The courts have a role in that as well. If you, mm-hmm. if you don't have enough jurists and enough space in the courtrooms, you can't get them to trial. So it is a process. It has to go through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Arresting them isn't the answer until if you don't have a way to punish them, incarcerate them, and rehabilitate them, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'd be interested if any of you have comments out there. We'd like to hear from you and kind of get a reaction of what do you think? Do you think this has any better chance of the passing than the proposition that the city of Redding passed or called for, what, a year ago, 2 years
right.
ago? And mm-hmm. and went down in flames. As you indicated earlier, though, it's kind of interesting that the advisory measure did pass, but the set tax measure didn't.
Correct. So when we voted last time, it was like A was, do we pass the, you know, sales tax, and B was, here's how we want it spent. Well, B passed, how we wanted it spent passed, but people didn't vote for it. So it was interesting to me that people voted yes on how it to be spent, but then they didn't want to spend it. So I think there was a lack of education and a lack of knowledge on exactly what we were trying to do at that point.
Well, it boiled down to trust. An mm-hmm. advisory measure is not a commitment, because the prevailing view that we heard here often was they're just going to turn around and spend it on anything they feel like and give the city the finger once again, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there is a, it's not entirely deserved, but there is a perception. And as we know, perception is a good portion of reality. That the city does not take into account the desires of the population or the city administration. That is not entirely true, because we elected these people. Well, okay, the staff were not elected, but the sitting council members were elected. And if you don't like what they're doing, unelect them.
Well, of course, the fact that perception and the lack of trust was certainly bolstered just a bit by the fact that a week after the measure was turned down soundly, they gave a whopping round of raises to a whole bunch
yeah.
of employees. That kind of went, well, see, I told you so.
So,
yeah.
So the city of Anderson, though, it did pass.
Yes, it did.
And it
was also the same kind of 50%
right. so,
advisory
so
measure.
Would then, if this passes countywide, feasibly, you buy a TV at Walmart in Anderson, it's going to cost significantly more than you buy a TV in Redding.
A half a cent or a quarter
right.
cent higher, whatever.
Right.
Whatever,
so you guys are kind of getting double dinged in a way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because there's no question that the half-cent sales tax passed in the city of Anderson has been spent according to the advisory measure exactly. In fact, in a lot of instances, probably more so. I think they probably used more than the 50% of the tax for the police department. And certainly the quality of life and the things that they've done with it have been wonderful. And I don't know that anybody has really noticed the big difference in a half-cent sales tax. You know, everybody pays that as part of the thing, and mm-hmm. it's just kind of a little bit each time. It's not like a big bill you get on your tax bill, or you're actually laying out
right.
an extra $150 mm-hmm. a month. Or it tends to blend.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the specter of sales tax revenue sharing has been a steel cage death match between City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County for decades.
Absolutely. Yeah, the tax exchange agreement wars. Oh, my goodness. That's a whole nother talk. We'll talk about that. So let's take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
This time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And it's about 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on KCNR 1460 AM, coming soon to 96.5 FM. This portion of the program brought to you by Lance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Lions Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We're just having a little conversation here this morning, Trish Clark and Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
And we're talking about whatever if you've got something you'd like to talk about, we've been talking a little bit about the half-cent sales tax and
the use of
that
craw.
Money. And you got something stuck in your craw you want to talk about, we're just here for you. We have a guest coming in at 8 o'clock, but it's just going to be Sharon and I kind of chatting for a little while, talking about what's going on in the community and around the United States. So please jump in and give us a call at 605-4567. If you're in the chat room, maybe Bob's taking a look at that from time to time.
I do, in fact. Hey, I know there's people listening because yesterday when we did the tickets for the American Idol, mm-hmm. I was doing my best octopus imitation here at the console. Phones, knobs, pushing buttons, you know. Yeah. You see my little array of screens here, my mission control. But
absolutely. Yeah.
That was good. We had a lot of our usual suspects were calling in and some voices we hadn't heard. So got some opinions. Want to hear them?
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to say, Trish, that in relation to the sales tax increase was I think when we think about this in the perspective, I said this off air in the break, the amount of money I spent last year on vandalism to my work vehicle, I had, you know, gas siphoned out of it. I had a wrap put on it. Someone just sliced the back of the car, sliced through the wrap. That was $200. I had a window broken. And had to have the window fixed and then the wrap fixed that was on the window. And finally, I ended up selling that car because it was a wrapped Home Helper's vehicle sitting outside my office. And it was just every couple months I'm paying money on this car and I couldn't park it at my house and get it back and forth to the office and all that kind of stuff. But when I think about this and there's a lot of people in this town that have had smash and grabs and windows broken and purses taken. And, you know, we're all so vigilant about our space and bicycles, our garage door being left open and all these things. And the police can't do anything. They don't have the manpower to follow up on gas siphoning. That I think if we tally all this stuff up, what we're spending, I think we'll see that we're spending a lot more than the sales tax is going to cost to each of us individually. And so I think it's completely well worth voting and passing that.
Yeah. Well, and I think that I personally, and of course, but two thirds, it's very difficult to get two thirds of the people in the room to agree to have what to have for dinner at any given time. So,
right.
So it's that's a challenge to get that two thirds mm-hmm. vote. Having said that, I think it's got a much stronger chance of passing than the 50% vote untargeted money did.
Right. Right.
The prevailing response, though, that we hear very much here through our lines is, spend the money you already have wisely. You're wasting. The perception is that it's just being wasted and thrown out wildly, which isn't precisely correct, but that's the perception.
Well, it is. And I will tell you now, and I can't speak to the finances of the city of Reading because I don't know their budget, and I probably don't know the current budget at the county, but I will tell you that by and large in counties, the amount of discretionary funding that your Board of Supervisors has control of is very, very minor. The counties are an arm of the state. Yes, the money comes down to the county, but it's targeted, and you get the money after you spend it. You don't get it and get to spend it the way you want
right,
to.
Right, right.
So well over 90% of their budget is targeted, and the portion that is discretionary is where stuff like the jail and the sheriff's department and the district attorney and all of the county offices come out of.
And
salaries is the biggest part of the discretionary budget.
Grab your headphones. We have a caller. And Trish normally goes headphone free. And now she tears apart my headphones.
She doesn't want to know if I'm ready.
Chris, yes. You are live on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know this is a little off the topic you've been talking this morning, but
whatever.
I'd like to bring up this three-state solution they're having for California.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to put on my good boy hat this morning.
Okay.
Because I think the people that are in favor of this are just naive and complacent instead of being lazy and stupid. Because if you look at how that map is drawn, the end game of this is they're going to gain four additional Democratic senators in the
you got
in the
it.
Senate, and they will control us from day on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I don't – well, and I'm not inclined to – I don't know. I'm not sure whether they're – what do you say, lazy, stupid, all of the above. I think they know exactly what they're doing.
Cunning.
I think they know exactly what they're doing. I think they're coming up with –
you have to look who's supporting it and who's bringing the initiative on.
Right. And they – I mean, we just are too, still too noisy up here, I guess, even though we don't change much. We make a lot of noise. And so maybe that's – I think you're right. And anybody that goes – well, and who knows? I don't think the people will actually go for it. But.
Right now you've got this three-state thing. You've got the new California, and, of course, you've got State of Jefferson. And this is all muddying the waters, perhaps intentionally.
Yeah.
Well, but if you look at the ultimate end game, and this is sad to say – but this three-state solution probably has a stronger chance of getting through than the state of Jefferson.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
Just because if you look at the, how it has to go through and who has to make the approvals and then the final approval through the, you know, through the House and the Senate.
And they certainly they've targeted the population areas so that each of the states has a population area in it that's large enough to sway the vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can't believe anybody would be supporting this other than the major metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, and when we get San Francisco, we know that that seals our fate right there.
Yeah, we have, Sacramento and San Francisco in our little area.
Yes, we do.
So clearly it's not.
And probably what Humboldt's in that area, too, and so you've got that to deal with
over
the coast.
That's pretty lefty over there, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It certainly is.
I am a graduate of Humboldt State.
We will hold that against you.
What are they going to change their name from the Lumberjacks?
I went to 5 years of Humboldt State, and I never smoked dope.
Good for you.
When are they going to declare the Lumberjack to be a persona non grata and go with something like, we've already got the fighting banana slugs up in Oregon.
They're no longer called the Lumberjacks anymore.
Oh, they're not?
No, Humboldt State is just called the Jacks.
Oh, brother.
Oh, really? As in jackbooted thugs?
Yeah.
And they do not have the lumberjack as a mascot anymore.
Wow.
Well, that's not... Yeah, I am unsurprised.
And
They should have the Humboldt Honey as their mascot.
Right. And the other thing is, and I don't know if this actually went through, but they were going to drop their football program after last season.
Oh, wow.
It's too violent.
Too violent,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it was the only positive revenue coming into the athletic department was through the football program.
Wow.
It's aggression. It's male aggression.
So football, that's an interesting subject, too. I'm not surprised that the football union has now said that the NFL cannot make that rule and they won't abide by it, that they have to stand at the pledge.
Is Roger Goodell the perfect example of lack of leadership? The commissioner of the NFL, he is absolutely pathetic.
I just cannot understand for 5 minutes
sort of
why they can't
the
be told that they're employees.
Well, that just shows you the strength of the union.
Well, but it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, the revenues have dropped off so severely that at some point we'll see what happens to their salaries because there's nobody's paying to go to see these games.
Well, this upcoming season will be my third consecutive season of not watching one single play of the NFL.
I'm with you. This will only be my second. The first year around, because I'm a rabid Raiders fan, and the Raiders did not do that. And the coach said, no, we're not doing that. Then last year when the idiot walked on the field and took a knee, I thought sure he would say, well, that's not going to happen, and he went along with it. And that was the last game I watched, and I have no intention of returning.
There you go.
Well, the last couple seasons, I've been watching the Canadian football games.
Oh, there we go.
Now, that is a better football game.
Oh, that's entertainment.
Well, I've been taping the Saturday games, college games, and then watching them on Sunday to get my football fix.
Hey, Chris, got to pay the rent.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
thanks.
The other
take
thing
a break.
Is, not watching football on Sunday I just picked up 16 2/3% more free time in my life.
That's right. There you go. Have a good day. Thanks for
calling.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. Bye. Hey, speaking of outdoor sporting things, how about talking about Bastiani Arms, or 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo? John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what you need in stock and at a fair price. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. You're listening to your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves, KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
At 7:34 on KCNR, this portion of the program brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training, Reading's Elite Fitness Center. Locally owned and operated since 2009, they're at 2345 Athens Avenue. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Free Fire Radio, Community Radio for the North State. And we're just talking about whatever. It's Thursday morning. If you're tuning in, so you've got the right day. Excuse me. This is Trish Clark.
And Sharon Clark, one with an E and one without.
Exactly, yeah, with the Clark and Clark show. And we enjoy doing this on the second Tuesday or Thursday. I don't know why I would say Tuesday. The second Thursday of every
month.
We
enjoy it once we get here, but we don't enjoy the alarm going off.
No, I don't. I'm not crazy about
that.
But
I'm always up at 7. I'm just not on my A game at 7. Well, I'd like to be home in my drinking my coffee at 7.
Yeah, I get up about 8.
Well, yeah, you're retired. Absolutely. You shouldn't be getting up with an alarm anymore, Trish.
No, I don't. And I just kind of ease into my morning, make appointments after 10 o'clock.
We call that a soft entry.
Yes,
you have a soft entry into the day.
Okay.
Today we came in hot. Today was a hot entry into the day.
Today was, yeah, I don't, you said you didn't sleep well last night. I think it didn't ever really cool off, and that's unusual. I'm fortunate down in Anderson, we get a nice breeze off the river where I live in the evening, and so usually by the time I go to bed at 11 o'clock, the house is kind of cooled off, mm-hmm. and it's really comfortable. That didn't happen last night because of this humidity that's setting in close to the river like that. So it was kind of icky all night, and I didn't sleep
well.
Yeah,
it's one of those, like, if I fall asleep right now, I'll get 5 hours. If I fall asleep right now, I'll get 4 hours. You know, the countdown begins in your head. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm a baby with that, with the air conditioning, though.
Oh, hopefully we have someone who wants to talk to us.
We do, in fact, and all the cool guys are named Bob, and this is Bob from Reading. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Bob.
Your last caller was worried about the three-state split in Jefferson. Well, I happen to be a big part of Jefferson, and you know, this is something I can't understand. We've done everything that the Constitution and the Senate and everybody allows. We've gone through the state assembly. They won't even talk to us. The three states split, they're going to vote on it. They're going to have to go back and do everything exactly the way we are doing it. Go through court, go through the state assembly, go through the Senate. And, you know, I don't know, they're going to be 4 or 5 years behind us because it takes that long to get things done. And the thing is, Jefferson is offering no tax for businesses. They are offering better schools, more work, and anything that President Trump would like to do with and help us on. And yet, we can't hardly get traction. Well, we want things life to be better for people, and it seems like people don't want it.
The point that Chris was making is that the three state thing, because of the way the lines are drawn, Bob,
right.
is that the way those lines are drawn, it will give four more Democrat senators,
right.
and a insurmountable, majority. And that's the only reason it, things like individual, us poor country yokels do not count in that equation. And that's the whole
right.
crux of it. That was the point Chris was making. Yeah.
Would be different.
It would be a better deal.
For those of us who are sane and understand that the Constitution of the United States and the freedoms it guarantees were important, something we ought to protect. The idiots that are going to vote in this three-state thing are way past reasoning on that cold common sense thing, and they're the ones that are going to have the votes to pass it and put us into this what I don't know. Is it socialism? Is it just a total state of insanity?
Well, the big thing that I find out of this is America is becoming so much socialism and progressivism. They are doing everything that they could possibly do to get rid of the Constitution.
That's
right. Why would you want something as good as we have to be as bad as other countries so we can be like them?
Yeah.
Beyond my reason. Thanks so much
there
for the call,
go.
Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
You have a good day.
All right.
You know,
this talk about Well, it has to be an evolving document. Who said that? Why the folks who wrote the Constitution were some pretty savvy cats, and they foresaw a lot of these problems. That's why we have the separation of powers. That's why we have the three branches. That's why we have all these things that make it very difficult to subvert the system. So the people who want to say, well, we'll just change up the system and say it's outdated. It was created by white guys, white slave owners. So therefore it is a flaw. As Barry O, the former resident of the Oval Office, said, well, it's an outdated document. It is deeply flawed. Remember that quote?
Yeah,
imagine Trisha about passed coffee through her sinus when she heard that one the first time.
Yeah, well, and I will take. But now I'm going to go off on the positive side of this, because I disagree that the country is disintegrating. I personally feel that there is a movement in this United States, whether our media wishes to acknowledge it or not, that a lot of America is waking up. I think that the approval ratings for the current administration, the people that he is able to garner in any community that he goes to, just the simple fact that you're seeing shows where the flag is waving and people are once again praying in the White House. They're having prayer breakfasts. They're having it, and it's across the nation. The media does not report about the very positive things that are happening in this United States with God and country and patriotism. And I believe that this administration is having a positive effect, and I think a lot of people are on board. I will predict that I think this upcoming election, they're going to gain seats in the Senate and in the House, and give the president a real opportunity to make the changes that he's making in spite of them a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Now, I've been watching on Hulu the popular series Handmaid's Tale. For one thing, it's a very well-produced show. However, the undercurrent of the show, the fear-mongering that conservatives are, if they take full power, are going to hang everybody, every gay person in the country, and force women into servitude and all that, they just hammer you in the face with that. Not to the point of unwatchability, but it is.
Here's an agenda. I watch it.
Yeah. I think the production value of the show is extremely high. It tells a compelling tale of very character driven. Sometimes, though, I have a death grip on the remote as I'm watching the show.
And, you know, I guess I am an optimist from the word go, and I truly believe that the American people are not as stupid as the media thinks we are. I think there's still enough of a thinking population that recognizes the difference between TV and real world.
Yeah. There, and in this very room, there is a spectrum of opinions, but we have reached a point where we all respect each other and we listen and share these opinions
and know the difference between reality and the reality shows that are just a joke.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people are not informed, and so they're basing their opinions and even voting on what they hear and read and social media and all of that. And I learned so much from just sitting here with you. Like, why didn't that pass in Reading? Well, now I know 50% versus, you know, 2/3. And, you know, all these things that if you're not in politics, if you're not in that life, you know, and I struggle. I try to be informed. I want to vote, you know, intelligently. But it's hard with everything hitting us in the face and you know, running a small business and dealing with employees and dealing with my clients and staying afloat and dealing with all of the legislation coming my way just with licensing and everything else. At the same time, I'm supposed to try to read through the minutiae of news being thrown at me and go, what's real and what, you know, it's tough.
And I think that, Sharon, you are a perfect example of the population. Because you're very involved in the community and you're all of those things, not so political.
Right.
But probably, I mean, I know the first few shows we did, you looked at me like, oh, don't go there.
I know. It scares me when you get the phone ringing and people are yelling at us.
And I was unaware of that until I actually got involved in politics. My first election as city council in Anderson was such an eye-opener. I always love to tell the story about the first coffee that I did for, I was running for city council, my first exposure to this whole running for office, and I spent an absolutely grueling 2 hours at a coffee at a person's home, and they were in my face about the union and the issues at Simpson Paper. Now, bear in mind, Simpson Paper is not located in the city of Anderson, so me being on the city council had absolutely nothing to do with that seat.
That was your introduction to the tar pit, huh?
Well, but the key to that, the follow-up to it, is I went home that night and thought, oh, my gosh, and I looked up the list of the people who had signed that sheet. There was not a registered voter in the bunch.
Yeah.
So not only did I get this grilling from people over an issue that had nothing to do with the Anderson City Council, the whole bunch of them, all employees, all employed people living in the city of Anderson, were not registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And their lack of knowledge, they're trying to hold you accountable for something.
You go. So that unfortunately is the reality. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about that right after this break.
Social media is the new bumper stickers.
That's true.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750, one of the very few full-service jewelry stores in our area. 746, back with more Free Fire Radio after this.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
Real people, real winners. Summer is here, and now is the perfect time to do some luxury camping, also known as glamping.
Glamping.
Imagine waking up in the wilderness in the comfort of your brand new Keystone Cold Travel Camper. Play our Summer Glamping Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a travel camper. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times the entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a Keystone Cold Travel Camper from Camping World of Reading. This camper is loaded to the brim with fun amenities and plenty of sleeping room. Let's go glamping. Redefining what it means to be one with nature in style. Drawings Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Tuesday, July 31st, where you could win a travel camper for summer glamping. Plus camping accessories. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
This version of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by, I'm going to cause a blush here, Home Helpers. Sharon Clark here in the studio with us. Hey, if Sharon talks a lot about her amazing caregivers, and they can help keep your loved one safe and independent in their very own home. They all have to pass background checks, get licensed by the state. They are DMV screened. They're drug tested. And you can, of course, hire them for as little as two or as many as 24 hours a day, all based around the needs of your loved one. Give Sharon a call. She can tell you all the details. 226-8350, there is no place like home.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
Good morning, we're just everyone. Kind of here this morning just hanging out and talking a bit. We have a guest coming in at 8 o'clock. We've been talking about some things hopefully are interesting to you and hope, I think, upcoming. I think this conversation about that sales tax is going to be really interesting.
Well, all the people who've been complaining, this is your time to step up
and
vote forward what you want. And it is earmarked and it has to be spent on what is being proposed. And instead of sitting there complaining, let's all do something.
And those of you who are not, and let's go through these numbers just kind of a little bit, because we did this before. Part of the problem, and we were talking about this just before we went on the break, is the lack of participation and the education of the people about these decisions. Just recently, we did a survey with the Anderson Fire Protection District of the people in the city, because the fire department down there is a separate entity, not part of the city. And is in bad need of funds. The people in the city of Anderson and the fire protection district pay $20 per year for fire service. That was voted in 1987.
Things have gone up since then.
It's targeted specifically for equipment. We've been using reserves for years and we cannot continue to provide fire service in the city of Anderson if we don't figure out a way to come up with more money. Mm-hmm. So we did this survey. Interestingly enough, probably have, I don't know, 11,000-12,000 people in the city of Anderson. And here we go with those numbers again. Of that, there were 5,600 registered voters.
Wow.
Of the registered voters that we sent, and we sent a survey out to all 5,600 of them, less than 12% returned the survey. And so that's the participation you have in the community.
And it is really sad because a lot of these people, they're very vocal.
Absolutely.
And then to not take the time to vote and to be interested in the politics of your community and answer the survey, you're kind of just going to let other people decide for you.
And that is the reality. Yeah. That is the reality that is in the vote. And I know the clerk came out, our county clerk came out and said, we had such a great turnout in the election. Excuse me, you have over 180,000 people in Shasta County, 90,000 are registered voters, and 20% of the 90,000 voted in the election, and that is good participation? I think not.
And by the way, it is your legal right to have at least 2-hour window off from work to vote if your work schedule does not allow you time to go to the polls. So if you're working a shift that for whatever reason does not allow you time to go to the polls, you go early in the morning and you're staying till late at night, your employer has to give you, it's your legal right to have that time.
And it is, you know, people are standing in line in countries for hours being threatened with their life trying to vote in their elections. And we, it's so easy. You can mail it in. You can, there's so many different ways.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can apply to vote by mail. They have made it absolutely pain-free. It's because of my schedule here. That's how I do it, and I vote.
Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no excuse
it gives not me, to. It gives me a moral right to complain about things, having sent in my ballot.
And if you don't,
that's right, Bob.
that's, you know, if you don't, if you're not a part of the solution and a part of, then you're probably part of the problem.
Well, one of the things too that I decided this last year with everything going on is like to spend my time. You know, I can't fix the homeless problem. I can't. There's nothing to vote on for it right now. I can't fix the panhandling people, but I cannot give them money. I can volunteer for agencies that are doing what I want. I can donate to agencies that are doing what I want. So I just like put my focus on other things. And I think, you know, you can't sit around and just complain about it, you know, and we can vote. This is an opportunity to vote on it. But I think as a community, we need to quit giving money to these people. We need to direct them to the mission or Salvation Army and find out the resources that we have in our community. And these folks need to, take advantage of what's here or leave.
Well, and I am of the opinion if we stop feeding the bears, they'll go away. They'll go back up into the hills or wherever
right.
they go when we get the wildlife down because it's easier for them to be a part of where we live. I think there's people that need help. We need to separate those out, send them to the proper places, as you indicate,
right.
the mission, those places. But as far as just coming up with more money, and I think a lot of people are fearful that if they vote in this money, that that's what it will be used for, is to provide more
programs,
services.
Which we don't need to attract.
I have been called to task for that comment. You know, they're people, they're not bears. Well, then they need to act like civilized people because we are a civilized society. And if you choose not to live by the rules that the rest of us have accepted, then I have no reason, I have no compulsion to take care of you, period.
I hear you.
Well, you know, remember, a few months back when one of my former caregivers, Marcy Shelby, was, you know, moving into her dream home at 65 with her husband, Mark, and was hit by a man in a stolen vehicle through the intersection there at Gervan and killed. And he was a repeat offender. He should not have been out. I mean, he literally had stolen cars before and, you know, and it took for him killing somebody for him to be in jail. So we have people out here in our community that maybe haven't done enough yet. But I quite frankly don't want to wait for them to do something stupid enough to hurt my family or myself. And people are getting more brazen, you know, Rick Bassetti dealing with the people down there at the park.
Wow,
and,
yeah.
You know, getting arrested and being back out the same day, you know. Targeting him, his wife, you know, it's enough.
Each morning when I come to work, I pass by the Yuba Street Post Office. The little tent city down there, and some of these people have approached and harassed our veterans, our disabled veterans, trying to get, it's bad enough that the UP has said, no, we don't want anybody on our little piece of property, so we're going to make these old veterans park clear across town so they can go to the vets hall.
Yeah.
And then they have to run that gauntlet past Library Park or right in front of the post office, our post office, federal property we're paying for, and these layabouts who refuse to follow the rules. You're smelling their leavings.
Yeah.
And their tents and their, come on.
I know. She said, how do you really feel about all that, Bob? Talk about pushing buttons. We got Bob going this morning.
Oh, man. I just, you know, if the authorities don't do something, you know, things are going to happen anyway, you know?
Well, and I think at this point, I think that we have to step up as a community. Either if we truly believe that the people we have in office are not spending the money they already have wisely, then you need to do something about that when elections come up and replace those people with people who will do more what you like. If you believe for 1 minute that, in fact, a new influx of money directed towards the jail, directed towards the police departments, itemized what the money's going to be spent for so that you truly know that's how it's going to go, then if they put that sales tax on in November, you need to vote for it. And put your money where your mouth is, because as Sharon indicated, you're spending enough protecting yourself way more than you spend the half cent sales tax if it was targeted and spent properly.
Yeah, for a minute there, I was channeling my inner Mark Levin. So.
Well, we've had a good conversation here this first hour.
We crack up because we never really know. So Trish texted me the other night. What are we talking about? And I did the girl emoji with the shoulder roll. I don't know. But we always find something, Trish.
Well, we absolutely do. And we have Angie Hawkins coming in. The new first female president of the Anderson Rotary is going to be our guest in the next hour. We're going to find out about Angie. She's just really involved in the community, and we're going to be talking about other things. So we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
No one is above the law.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Bob Goodlatte says Congress hears from Peter Strzok, the former FBI agent, behind a series of strongly anti-Trump text messages. Messages that GOP Congressman Trey Gowdy says were clearly biased.
He said Trump would be destabilizing, called him an idiot, abysmal, bigoted nonsense, called him a disaster. Strzok promised to stop Trump from becoming president before the investigation even began. He talked longingly of Trump resigning 2 months after he was inaugurated and well before the special counsel investigation even began. Strzok even talked about impeachment the day special counsel was appointed.
At the same time, Gowdy says Strzok had Hillary Clinton winning the election 100 million to zero, even though at that time the email investigation was far from over. Fresh off the NATO summit in Brussels, President Trump, he says America's alliance partners have agreed to substantially increase their defense spending.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are, because the commitment has been up so much.
Mr. Trump demanded that NATO members meet their 2% GDP commitment, with defense spending to eventually rise to 4%. Still ahead for Mr. Trump, that widely anticipated meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I hope that we're going to be able to get along with Russia. I think that we probably will be able to.
The Trump-Putin summit is on for the 16th in Finland. Right now, Mr. Trump is in England. He'll be meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Consumer prices up in June from a year earlier at the fastest clip in more than 6 years, lifted by more expensive gasoline, car insurance, and higher rent. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 164 points. NASDAQ better by 60, and the S&P is up 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee looking into the implications of new tariffs.
The hearing comes after the U.S. Senate rebuked President Donald Trump over the trade tariffs he imposed without congressional input. Senators voted 88-11, stating that Congress has a role to play when tariffs are implemented for national security reasons. President Trump imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. He also imposed financial penalties on the key trading allies of Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. The landmark bipartisan vote is non-binding, but it sends a strong message to the administration not to circumvent congressional power in imposing trade tariffs. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Russian President Putin has received the Iranian leader's top advisor just hours after conferring with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu regarding Iran's presence in Syria. The Kremlin says Putin has met with the senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Britain's culture secretary clearing the way for 21st Century Fox's bid for Sky, following pledges it will safeguard the independence of the news broadcaster.
Britain's government has been looking at the issue amid fears the Fox takeover would give Rupert Murdoch too much power in the British media market. The decision by Culture Secretary Jeremy Wright now clears the final legal hurdle for Fox's bid for the 61% of Sky it doesn't already own. Wright says it's now a matter for the Sky shareholders to decide whether to accept Fox's bid. The battle for the European pay TV service has been escalating this week, as American rivals Comcast and Fox have been raising their offers for Sky as they try to expand their media empires. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The lynching of black teen Emmett Till in Mississippi shocked the country back in 1955. Now a new development. The Justice Department says it's reopening its investigation of that case. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It's Thursday, so this is Trish Clark.
And Sharon Clark, good morning.
The Clark and Clark Show, one with an E.
One without.
So we're welcoming you back. We have had a great first hour. We now have a guest in the audience with us, Angie Hawkins. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
And it's 78 degrees as we speak. We're looking for a high today of between 107 and 110. And accompanied by great humidity, so it's just going to be not such a nice day. Tonight we're looking for a low of 77. On Friday, partly sunny and hot with a high near 102, 77 in the evening. Is that really cooling enough, down enough to get your good sleep in if you're sleeping with the windows open? On Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 106. Saturday night, 77. Sunny. On Sunday with 109, 78. Monday, 107. Not cooling down anytime soon. Looks like we're going to be over the triple digits for the next foreseeable future.
Hot time, summer in the city.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, Angie, besides being, I'm so excited about this because I have such a history with the Anderson Rotary, and they were one of the later arrivals to accepting women into their organization down in Anderson. And so you are the first female president of the Anderson Rotary Club.
Yes.
Congratulations. That's
thank
awesome.
You.
I had our first meeting last night. I'm just so excited by that whole thing. I think it's wonderful.
It took a lot of convincing.
I don't think so. I think you've proven yourself well in our community over the last few years. I think they're delighted to have someone come in and take control, as I know you're going to and do. Because it's you know, the Anderson Rotary Club is an integral part of the city of Anderson and our whole system there with the fundraising that they do and the scholarships, the money they spend in our community, and certainly a partner with the Frontier Senior Center, which is my first love. So,
yes, actually, we do approximately 27 events a year, and that money all goes back into our South Shasta County, Anderson, Cottonwood area community. This year, I think we gave out, without having the numbers in front of me, $22,000 in scholarships for kids graduating from Anderson New Tech, the adult school, Anderson High School in West Valley.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. It's huge. And not only that, along the way, you help so many other organizations, the Teen Center and the Veterans Community and the Frontier Senior Center and just about, you know, all of the other facilities within the city.
We have a hard time saying no. We're trying to figure out different ways that we can, you know, still help everybody that comes to us, but make it beneficial for both of us. So we are putting together some different plans this year for trying to promote a few more things, maybe a couple smaller fundraising ideas that we can bring in some funds to help more people in the community, because it's really hard. We've got
it's easy to get fragmented, too. You've got your hand in too many things, and you can't focus on a huge need. And so, yeah, it's hard for agencies like that, for clubs like this.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you want to do everything. Rotarians are amazing, philanthropy-driven, you know, people.
And our group is fantastic. We're a small group. We've got 54 members in the group, and they usually stay right about there. In fact, last night we were talking, and we have an older group because they have been around for a long time. So I had to throw out there the average age of our club, if you know, put us all together, is 59. But our volunteers, they're still out there. It doesn't matter what time of the day, how hot it is, or how long. You know, John Shera, he's amazing, and he'll be right there. He'll be, you know, him and Norma, they'll be right there with everybody else in the trenches.
Mm-hmm. It's important, you know, and the Frontier Senior Center and the Anderson Rotary have a history from day one with that facility. They were right hand in hand, Dwayne Miller, with my project engineer, who was an Anderson Rotarian and very involved in Rotary at that time. And of course Keith Webster and all the other many people that have been in the club for so many years. But from day one, when we first started the opening of that facility, Rotary has been there, and they've met there on a regular basis ever since then. So, and that's by way of leading up to a fundraiser that's coming up that the Anderson Rotary is going to be putting on, to support the Frontier Senior Center.
Yes.
So we're going to have the prime rib dinner at the Shasta Fairgrounds, the fall prime rib dinner, $35 a head.
Apparently, I'm buying a table.
Yes, you are.
You need two. They're small. You need two.
Yeah. And so, because, you know, that is an integral part of the community, the Frontier Senior Center. Things have gone up over the years as far as funding, and we're a nonprofit. We try to break even every month, and we've kind of dipped into our reserves a little bit over the last couple of years, and the Rotary's been kind enough to step forward and see if we can't replenish those funds and make sure that facility is there for another 20 years. So
yes, and I'm excited about it, too. It's a great facility. We meet there on average 2 to 3 times a month throughout the whole entire year. We've put our Christmas parties on and other events there as well. A lot of people need to really check it out, because you can have weddings, you can have birthday parties. It's kind of an untapped resource in Anderson, I believe.
We have a full service kitchen that's warranted by the county. You know, the county, it has all the certificates it needs. A lot of you caterers out there that need a place to legally prepare the food you're serving around town, you might want to check us out about checking and renting that kitchen. That's one of the things that's available, and many other opportunities because that's how we pay for it. Again, I always want to remind people that the Frontier Senior Center is not a government facility. It has no government funding in it. It's paid for, owned and operated by the seniors, a total nonprofit. There's no government money in there. So it's supported by the community. That's how we make it work. So let's move, though. Tell us who Angie Hawkins is. Tell us about Angie Hawkins. Being everywhere in the community with a camera videotaping.
Well, we know we were all in radio at one point, because before we got on the air, we were all talking about our past radio history, and yes. I was in sales, and you were in, like, promotions
and marketing.
Bob was in production, and Trish has just been around and on the air with people.
I've been talking
we were talking about some old names in radio, and how it's kind of this club of people that shifted from station to station to station. You all kind of still remember each other, so we know you've had some radio background.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like 2004 started with Reading Radio. That's when I met Bob. Then it just all went south after that.
Those were the days.
I have been around this area for a very long time. I was not born here, but I've been here since kindergarten. Graduated Anderson High School in 84, mom of three. Two of my kids graduated Anderson. My son just graduated from West Valley. Anything I can stick my hand in, I seem to, you know, get in the pot if I can. I love volunteering. So I started out in Rotary with Reading East Rotary, and then due to circumstances with a job, I ended up transferring to Anderson Rotary, which took a while to get in. I had to make sure that they liked me. And I scared him at first. I can be a bull in a china shop sometimes. And it's just been the perfect fit. You know, that's been my home. And growing up in Anderson, that's where my heart and my passion. I love doing stuff in Shasta County. We do the food drive every year. And I'm very active, you know, with helping out when there's fires in the community, but I'm just me. I don't know how else to explain it.
And what are you doing for a living?
Currently, I'm just doing my photography.
Okay.
But I normally work in the restoration area, so that's how I kind of got into being involved in fires and stuff.
Okay.
And you were involved down at when we did the restoration stuff at the senior center.
Actually, yes, in 2009 when you had the flood.
When we had the, yes, when our water pipes in the ceiling exploded. Yeah, with the freeze, that really bad freeze that we had. So, yeah, that's when I first got involved with, did a remarkable job with.
Pity you couldn't have taken some of that coal and put it in a bag.
Pardon me?
Pity you couldn't take in some of that coal and kept it in a container for use this time of year.
Next few days.
No, that was, you know, it was horrible seeing what was going on and the importance of the senior center has a tree for anyone who hasn't been there with these names all on this tree, and it's painted up on the wall, and there's tags with people who have been there, and I don't know all the story behind the tree, but that was the most important thing of the whole entire water loss, is to save the tree, the wall.
Mm-hmm. It was called our sharing tree. It was, you know, when people are building facilities and you do the buy the brick program. Well, we weren't putting brick anyplace, but we did buy a share in the future of your community. And so those leaves that are on that beautifully painted tree was our fundraising thing.
They're donors.
They're donors. Mm-hmm. They're all donors. In memory, some just in for people that are alive, and a lot of them in memory of people who have gone there and what have you. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This portion of the Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors give you the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take that basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com. When lights close the tire, purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
We have 20 minutes now after 8 o'clock on Free Fire Radio, your town hall of Shasta County Airwaves, and a lively conversation both on and off air. This portion of the program brought to you by North State Security. Since 1968, they've worked to give clients and community peace of mind and make our community safer and more enjoyable. Whether it's a power plant, a party, or anything in between, North State Security, Northern California's ounce of prevention since 1968.
And welcome back. This is Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to ask a question or become involved in this conversation, give us a call at 605-4567. It's Trish Clark this morning and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we're having a conversation here with Angie Hawkins, who is the first female president of the Anderson Rotary. I love saying that. It's because I've got such a history with that group, and the Anderson Rotary has been just a part of my life for many years, and I'm not a member. I was a member of my Seropamus group and very involved, and we worked very closely with the Rotary at that time, but never had the desire to join the Rotary, and then now you have, what, five females in it?
Yes.
I have to tell you the honestly truth about that whole nonsense about men's clubs have to have women and women's. I never saw the problem with the difference. I never really wanted to be a Rotarian. I liked being a Seropamist, and I quite frankly didn't want men in our Seropamist group. So, I didn't see a problem with all these things we have to do to be politically correct. But given that we do have, I'm awfully glad you're the new president.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. I have some big shoes to fill, some of the past presidents, but I'm really looking forward to this upcoming year.
Are you in office now?
Yes.
Are you at our first meeting last night?
Okay. Yes, I had to add some pink and tiaras. It kind of threw the guys for a little bit, but they go along. They go along. They laugh. I'm glad they love me.
I've been a guest speaker at some Rotary groups throughout Shasta County, and actually, as I mentioned off the air, I'm speaking at one tonight. But I love the camaraderie. I love the philanthropy of it. I was a rainbow girl back in the day. Job's Daughters, Rainbow Girls, you know. So I went up the whole ladder into Rainbow Girls. I was the worthy advisor, they call it. And it was like having a wedding, you know, coming into that office. But I've been very community service oriented. And so that's what I love about Rotary. A lot of these folks do a lot that unrecognized weekends, evenings, support, raising money. And so I think it's a wonderful, wonderful club.
Well, thank you.
I'm excited for you. What are your goals? Do you have a platform? What are the kind of, because do you guys kind of pick what your goals are for the year, the new president?
With just coming in, right. I have so many unanswered questions. Right. So last night was my first board meeting and I got a crash course.
Uh-huh.
But I was sent prior to, it's called PETS, it's our training course. So they sent, Rotary paid for me to go to an out-of-town training, which was fantastic. There was 500 other presidents from all over.
Wow.
Here in California. Mm-hmm. There was some from Hawaii. And Rotary International as a whole has, you know, tons of goals and growing, and what they want to see us do as our club. And then within our club, we have our own, you know, goals here that are just designed for our community and the people that we like to continue to help. Mm-hmm. So sitting down, it's like still pen to paper trying mm-hmm. to figure out, you know, what we're going to do. I was given that don't change anything. We're letting you in, but yeah.
Don't come in here and try to change everything.
But you can add to it.
I can add to
like the tiaras. You're adding a little sparkle.
That was only going to be for a day, as long as I can get my tiaras.
But I think it's important always to recognize that when we speak of Anderson, and quite often you hear us say South County, because we very much are a community that extends beyond the borders of the city of Anderson. Mm-hmm. It includes Cottonwood and the whole area out by McGee's Corner and Happy Valley and the whole what we consider our South County area, and that's takes in a lot of area that's in the unincorporated area that's part of the Anderson Rotary, or the so I always refer to it as South County.
Yeah, yeah. You correct me all the time on the air if I say something about Reading and I disclude.
And I have to remind everybody that as we're going out, they tend to be very ready nights up here. And they say Reading about everything. And I always have to remind them that the people listening to you don't all live in the city of Reading. Half of us live in another part of
that's
it.
That's right.
She totally is. Yeah.
So I'm always reminding everybody to say Shasta County or South County or, you know.
And I think growing up down there, that was the thing for, you know, us. The cutoff was like the truck stop, I-5. So if you hit I-5, you were in, that was the Anderson area. That was South Shasta County.
Right.
And that's just how it's always been.
I remember when I first got involved on the Anderson City Council and I'd come to meetings, I'm sure the people that listen to the show have heard this story before, because it was always, the discussions would always be the city and the county, the city and the county, the city and the county. And I would always at some point have to stand up and say, which city are you talking about? Yeah. Are you talking about San Francisco? Because that's what we refer to as the city. And they kind of look at me and I said, because I must remind you, if you're talking about the county and the city, there are two cities in Shasta County.
Well,
Reading
three
and
if you
Anderson.
Want three
not at that time.
Oh, okay. At that time,
there were only two. And so the joke got to be that it was the city and the county and, oh, yeah, Anderson.
Sort of the redheaded step. I was very conflicted as a child because, of course, I went to Pacheco all 8 years, nine years, actually. And half the kids were going to go to Anderson, half of them were going to come up into Enterprise. Right. I took the alternate route and went to Shasta. So,
yeah, there's no question that there's been a battleground from time to time between the jurisdictions. There's been some times when there's been some acrimony, and certainly those of us in the South County feel that the only time the newspaper or anybody ever gave us any recognition when they could point something stupid out about the city of Anderson. But I remember many times when Anderson football was huge and winning everything, and it never made the front page unless we lost. If we lost the Shasta or Enterprise,
it was all over
the pages. But when we were winning championship after championship, it was on the bottom fold of the second half of the paper.
At least then we had
a
newspaper of note. I still respect the people who have stayed with what's left of the Searchlight, but come on, I see more informative cocktail napkins than I do out of that newspaper.
Well, I actually, this is going to really date me, Anderson Valley Post.
Oh, absolutely.
We read the Anderson Valley Post. We didn't read the Record Searchlight.
Was that a daily or a weekly paper?
Weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I first got to Reading in 2000, well, I opened my company in 2004, 15 years ago, I remember advertising in the Anderson, the Anderson Post at that point.
Actually, Doug sold that paper probably 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say about that time frame. And they sold it to the Record Searchlight, and they were open another 4 or 5 years, and then closed down.
And then closed down, because they had an office for a long time, which George Winship ran down there in Anderson, just over by Safeway.
Well, the big downturn kind of, already electronic media was eroding away at, you know, paper media, and of course the downturn was sort of the death knell, because advertising just dried up.
Well, and I think that's it. And certainly now, I'm a paper. I loved my newspaper. I like to get that paper in my hand in the morning and get my cup of coffee and sit down. And I really just gave up the printed paper about a year ago.
Well, and I think the hard part with the apps, you know, social media, they're showing you what they think you want to see. I mean, you know, what I liked about the newspaper in the heyday, the good newspaper, was I don't agree with this, I can skip this, I can go to this. It's really hard to me on any, SACB has a pretty decent website for news, but it's hard to weed through because they're putting up at the top what they think you want to see, and I want to look, I want to go to the stories that I'm interested in, and that's hard for me about the app.
Well, the rapid search, I don't do it on my iPhone, but I do it in the computer in the morning because I still, like I say, like to look at the news. So I go ahead and I now get the, and I go right to the Today's Edition, and I can actually read what I want to read and skip what I know is garbage, right, which is 90% of it. And then I can print my puzzles and do those. Yeah.
So you've got your new routine.
I've got my new routine. I've changed a bit. I get the cup of coffee and go into the computer instead of out to the backyard.
It funny? Like the millennials will never, you know, have printed versions of really books or magazines or I mean it's and I hire a couple younger millennials to work in my office and they can't look at the clock and tell time. They have to go 5, 10. They cannot glance at the clock and tell time. You know, I had someone try to address an envelope and put the return sticker where the stamp goes because they've never addressed an envelope because who sends a letter anymore?
Wow.
You know, and so, but then I was teasing them and she goes, well, you know, when your iPhone's locked, if you tip it back and forward, up and down, the time will come right up on your phone. So I didn't know it did that. So I've learned a couple things. They're both grabbing their phones now. If you tip it, the time comes up. Because when it's unlocked.
Well, I have a Samsung, which is always on display. So
like that.
Yeah.
I just got an iPhone, so I'm learning.
Yeah.
Mine won't.
Is yours an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll work on that after. I do want to say the millennials have some stuff to offer, but this is one area that's going to be really interesting for them.
Okay.
I'll remember that as a tech tip for Boomer Tech Radio. Hey, this portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:30 brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Northern California's premier retirement community. They are surrounded by natural beauty, ample recreation communities. See what River Commons can do for you. Contact them to arrange a personalized tour today. 530-238-5981. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Redding that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, coming soon to 96.5 FM. This portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and of course the weather, which right now it is going on 82 degrees. And a reminder that Shasta Gas Propane says their customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, North State Radio for the North State, Community Radio for the North State. We're just having a great time here this morning talking about the South County and different things with service clubs. If you'd like to join us, you can jump into the chat room at 605-4567. That's phone. Or you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Got all that out there. It's Trish Clark and Sharon Clark this
morning. Good
morning. And we're joined in the studio by Angie Hawkins. And she's just talking about all kinds of things about Rotary and all the things she does in the community.
Good morning.
So tell me again, we started a little bit about what your plans are for the Rotary this year, and kind of update us on the things that Rotary does down there.
We have two major events, I always say, coming up January. We put on the big annual Rotary Crab Feed at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
A bit of that.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes, I love it. It's sell out every year. For those sports and hunting enthusiasts, we have the Wild Game Feed in March.
And that's my favorite.
Yes. And both events are things that are put on by the Rotary for the community. The money goes back into our scholarship fund. And they're fantastic. If you haven't, you know, attended either one, please put on your calendar. Usually the Wild Game Feed is close to St. Patty's Day. We're confirming dates. And Rotary Crab Feed is usually the second Saturday in January. A lot of other little ones throughout the year. We bartend at, we have a trailer, and we can do some small catering events. The guys are probably gone. They're going to kill me now. we are involved with, like, helping out with the Lassen Peak Foundation dinner that's coming up. We cook at for Stobergrad, sometimes not for Anderson West Valley. There's just the opening day for Anderson Little League. We're out there doing a pancake breakfast. I mean, the list goes on. It's endless, the stuff that the guys do.
It is, because I know that they use the kitchen at the Frontier Senior Center when they're preparing for these things and the meats and whatever they're preparing for, what have you. And it seems like somebody from the Rotary is in and out there all the time. They do another scholarship program that Rotary does where you have the kids come in and they do line dancing
and I'm drawing a blank, but yes.
because Rotary clubs from all over the area.
It's our international house, and they come up, and they're from all, these kids come from all over. I'm talking outside of the U.S. So
wow.
We've got them, their host families. We do a big barbecue dinner. It's a Western theme because a lot of them have never, you know, dressed up. They is a cowboy. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a great thing to see. And then we do line dancing. All of it's right there at the Frontier Senior Center because they have this huge room that we can go in and do line dancing. and it's a great time.
It's one of the really fun things that the Rotary, and it's all the Rotary clubs from all over that are hosting the children.
Ooh, and I like the line dancing.
And we they have that event there every year.
Yes.
It's always fun.
I have a good friend who Ed Harrison up here in Reading, and he has hosted a few kids through Rotary, and he's flown over to their weddings in Europe and has remained really close with these kids. So it's a really great program.
It is. Yeah. And at first I was kind of going, Rotary, as you talked about, sir, it's for the good old boys club. And then I'm like, I could do that. I could be a Rotarian. And a friend of mine said, why don't you join Reading East? And then it was on from there.
Do you know, I think I encourage people, however they want to get involved and give back to their community, there are opportunities for Rotary. We also have the Lions Club, the Anderson Lions Club that meets at the Frontier Senior Center. The Kiwanis Club is very active in the city of Anderson and other places in these organizations. Whether it's BPW or the Business Professional Women, Sir Optimist Organization, any of these organizations in your community, you get so much more back from what you give when you get involved in these organizations and give back to your community. And that's really how you make things happen.
And I want to make a point, too, about donating items. When people are going through their closets and all of this, don't give them to the Goodwill. That's a money-making organization. Give them to the Cancer Society, the Discovery Shop.
ETC in Anderson.
Yeah, ETC. One safe place. They're always looking for household items. They're setting up these women to move out. Clothing, I give a lot to the mission for interview outfits. They train people on how to do job interviews. But when you give, if you read up on the Goodwill, that's a money-making organization. That money does not stay in our community. You really want to give to local charities, and there's a lot of opportunity to do that. I encourage you to, because that's something we can all do really easily when you're going through your closet and you're giving things away to donate back into our community. Because at the Discovery Shop, which is run by the Cancer Society, you pull in the back, they come out, they'll unload everything out of there. It's tax deductible. All of that money goes to our local Cancer Society and all that they do. So that's my soapbox on that.
Well, and as we were talking the first hour before you joined us, Angie, we were talking about the issues that we have in Shasta County and the, what solutions there are for them. And the Board of Supervisors is talking about putting a sales tax issue on the November ballot. Would be a countywide sales tax issue. They're still debating whether it's going to be a quarter or a half cent. But they're really going to, it's going to be targeted, so it will take a 66% vote to pass it. But it will be guaranteed to address the jail situation and law enforcement exclusively, so that the money won't be spent any other place. And that's the question that's going to be put before the citizens. In line with that, part of the way that we solve some of these issues, in my mind, is to get more involved in these community events that help take care of the issues in the community through the scholarships, through the schools, and that, I think that's how we reclaim our communities.
I agree. I think if we have more involvement, and I hate to do this, but City of Anderson, look at the changes that we've had coming up. You know, we've had past mayors, Baron Browning's done a wonderful job of coming in, well, ex-Mayor Browning, sorry, Norma, coming in and making some huge changes. In our Rotary group, too, if we look back, we have Chief of Police, we have, you know, Sheriff, we have Mayor, we have Planning Commission, we have City Council members. And I think it's fantastic. The more the community knows and the more than they're involved, we can make those changes. And sometimes you don't realize how small of involvement it takes to make a huge change that impacts us.
My own personal feeling is that the part of the sickness that we have in our country has to do with we've lost our moral compass. For many, many years, our Constitution worked and our communities thrived because people just naturally did the right thing without a law to make them do it because they were a moral population. Mm-hmm. I think we've lost that focus, and I think the way that we restore it is to go back to our children and our community and start teaching them right from wrong again and the proper way to do things. That all centers around community, family, government was never created to be all things, nor should it be for all people.
No, I agree.
And we've got to get back to, as a community, taking care of ourselves, making sure our children are taken care of. And we do that through these foundations. That's my soapbox for the day.
Okay.
I really feel strong with it.
By the way,
really is the solution.
The CEO of Goodwill made $2.3 million last year.
Well, there you go.
Mark Curran profits out of that Goodwill. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't do some good things, but it is not an agency like we all think.
Well, and you know, that's a good point.
Look at how beautiful their stores are. I mean, they're putting money into the storefronts. I mean, this is not like a little mom and pop's nonprofit that's going to stay here locally.
I think it's important that people, I encourage people to make donations and what have you, but check out where that money's going. Mm-hmm. Find out what the bottom line is in any of the donations that you make, how much of it actually goes to what you're concerned about and how much of it goes to salaries for that organization.
Right.
You look that up online, right down from the Easter Seals and the American Heart Association and everything else, and it'll give you a breakdown of exactly how much money. As an example, when you donate to the Anderson Rotary, 90% of the money that's made goes back to, 100% of it.
The 100% goes back.
Right. I mean, no one's taking a salary out of it. Yeah.
Nobody's getting paid anything. Yeah. After the expenses are paid, whatever money is raised goes right back into the community. It's important to note.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back for our last segment.
You're listening to the Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:45, this portion of the program. Brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
There are many reasons changing your oil with Havoline products is a good decision. Two of the most important reasons, changing your oil on a regular basis improves gas mileage and promotes engine longevity. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in making it more convenient. There's no appointment necessary. Just drive in, you stay in your car, enjoy a free beverage while you wait, free Wi-Fi, easy in, easy out, and we use quality Havoline motor oil. You earn rewards points with every dollar you spend, giving you the ability to earn free services from Premier Oil Change. Premier Oil Change cares about your car and your time, so we make it our business to make your car maintenance as friendly as possible. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today and get your car services with Havoline products. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Join the conversation online at our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
And about 11 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock on KCNR. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at SST Oil. You know, it's like the commercial says, this is not the time of year when you really think about your monitor heater, but it is time to do that. And if your monitor's getting a bit long in the tooth, this is your chance to trade that monitor heater in for a brand spanking new Toyotomi. Find out all the details because you can save up to $250 discount. Check them out at SST Oil 241-1167. It's monitors out with the old trade-in program only here at SST Oil. Now back to our show.
And welcome back to Community Radio for the North State. If you've got any final thoughts, something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. Or, I'm sure you've been in the chat room. We're glad you joined us this morning at kcnr1460.com. Final thoughts, Angie. What do we need to think about for the next year in Rotary?
Attending all the events that we're going to be putting on.
That's true. That's a really good point, actually. Because Rotary, it is a time commitment.
Yes.
And there are a lot of these civic organizations that are a time commitment, and if you're busy with young children and a marriage and a business and you can't have the time to put in, you can attend these events and support your community in a lot of other ways.
Yes, and the events also are pretty much family friendly. So as you're coming out, you don't have to get a babysitter. Bring your kids. Not necessarily wants to bring them to the crab feed or the wild game feed, but
not kid friendly food.
Yeah, but I see a lot of children that are, you know, in the ten and up, because the wild game feed, the kids love to come out. They're just starting to do the hunting and the fishing, and so that's exciting for them. You know, dads are bringing their boys and
what's that to love about the roast pig and the bagpipes as they go through
the wild pig
and then they put it on a spit and carry it through with the bagpipes playing.
It is pretty exciting, and I do have to toot my own horn. My son was one of the ones who carried the pig through this year.
Oh, all right.
So I was really excited to see him coming through. I wasn't prepared for that. I'm running for my camera because even I didn't know.
And I was very glad that Kim Chamberlain passed on her recipe for her Korean pork. Because that is good
it's
stuff.
It's amazing. Yes.
Yeah, it is. That's my favorite dinner because I was born and raised on wild game. I mean, as a child, beef was not what was for dinner. I mean, we had that variety always because I had uncles that hunted and I was born and raised in Idaho. And I get to the point sometimes where I just don't want to look at another piece of beef, and I mean, I'll do darn near anything for venison or duck or wild game. I just love it, and now because they don't hunt so much, I mean, since my husband's gone, I'll bargain for anything if people have got venison or
elk
or I love it. It's just the best.
Proper spices and a slow cooker, you can make any form of protein into something pretty darn tasty.
Well, and I just actually like the taste of it. A lot of people want to doctor it up, and they say to me, oh, I can fix this so it doesn't even taste like venison. Well, I don't want to eat it.
You don't want to know.
Because I just really like the taste of the wild game, if it's butchered properly and prepared properly.
Some of it's a little strong, but like I said, sometimes it's a little tough, too.
Oh,
and
exactly.
That's where the slow cooker comes in.
Yeah, but
and there it's really neat because our Rotary group, we have the guys that have been there for a long time, and each one, I mean, if you come down and you'd see it the day of the event, each one has their little cooking area and they have their specialty, and they're out there, they bring their stuff in, they bring their help, and they're sitting there and they're preparing their meal that's going to be served. And I think we had like 13, 14 different dishes this time.
Oh,
so.
And it's all so incredibly edible. I mean, it just, ooh. I look forward
well,
to it
have
every
a
year.
Bed, so I'll have to be your date this year.
All right. Okay. That, there you go.
You'll have to buy a table.
I know. That was so funny. So, yeah, so let's put, we'll give you one more plug for this.
Absolutely.
The Anderson Rotary presenting the Fall Prime Rib Dinner. All proceeds benefit the Frontier Senior Center. It's going to be September 8th. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6:30. It's going to be held at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And Trish goes, and I think you need to buy a ticket. And then she paused a minute and says, well, actually, a table. So I will buy a table. It's on my calendar, September 8th. And I'll be happy to do that. And I'm okay with prime rib.
And the prime rib is Tim Tribble. That's his specialty from the Rotary
yes,
Club.
Yes, it is.
And he's offered to be the chair for this event. And so it's going to be a good thing. We're going to have a gun raffle, a dessert raffle, and we have the winning carrot cakes. From the fair for many years in a row are going to be eligible for that dessert drawing.
Yeah.
And, so raffle. And the phone number for ticket information is 365-3254.
We're also looking for raffle prices still, too. So yeah. If you're a business or a person that wants to donate, even if you have one item, bring it out because I'll be putting raffle baskets together for the event.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's been great having you here this morning,
Angie. Thank you.
Because Sharon and I have a lot of fun doing this show and never know exactly where we're going, but come
and
up with a great conversation.
And once in a while, a guest shows up that Carl booked and forgot we were here, and then we welcome them into kind of roll with live radio.
See, this is the flexibility of live radio. Yes. This is something that... you're not going to get off of a media stream, Pandora or whatever. You don't have this flexibility, and even satellite radio doesn't enjoy this level of community connection. And that's we're the last media, or the oldest media, electronic media, AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
We have an advantage that no corporate entity can offer. This is the only locally owned station left in town now.
Right, and yeah. if there was something that, in the news that happened or something we wanted to talk about, we can shift gears right then into it. And it'll be interesting, though, when as the station expansion continues, and we're going to be, on video, live streamed.
We'll now have three or four different ways. You can just listen to us on AM. 96.5 FM is coming. That process, we have our approval. We have our construction permit. We are in the process of getting the equipment to go up on our on the transmitter site. Of course, we stream our normal stream off of our webpage. We are going to be putting up we've been talking about YouTube, but there are other media channels that we can look at. Some simultaneous, but it all adds dimension. And of course, the whole thing is the level of community involvement. That this is a two-way street. When it comes to our community conversation, that's what we call ourselves, the Town Hall of the Airwaves.
Well, and I think it'll be really fun when we have that video, because right now when things happen and our eyes get really big and there's a weird caller or somebody walks in we weren't expecting, we can kind of play it off a little bit, so it'll be interesting when you can see our faces.
Yeah, and you're going to have to comb your hair for you.
I can't wear a baseball hat.
I'll be safe in my fish tank here. So.
That's right. But you're right, it'll bring a new dimension, because sometimes Trish and I are looking at each other like, whoops, like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to
Well, it, you know, I think it's important because I know that people do listen to this station, because as I'm going through the community, sometimes we do a show and like we haven't had very many calls today. We had a couple the first hour, but I appreciate the fact that I know people are listening, because people will comment to me that they like Thursday mornings, or they heard me on the radio. Mm-hmm. and so I know that there's a bunch of you out there listening, and a shout out to all of you. I love doing this and learning about all the different new things that are happening in the great people that we have making this community work throughout Shasta County.
It's exciting.
So we do have some amazing people. Big hearts. And even though they're not in service clubs, we have community members that are just fantastic, that are there every time someone needs something.
I know. And it's great, because it again, I go back to, that's what makes our communities work. A government can only go so far and should go only so far. We really don't want them solving all of our problems. Every time somebody says to me there should be a law, I always say, whoa, we have enough laws. Let's
be
do it because
you
it's
ask
the
for.
Right thing, as opposed to trying to pass a law to make that happen.
Yeah, writing laws has taken the place of common sense.
Well, one of the things about this present administration, to just jump federal just for a moment, is the amount of bureaucracy that the present administration has gotten rid of in just a year and a half. I mean, they've gotten rid of at least 20 laws or regulations for every new regulation they've imposed. That's huge. And I know that when I talk to our local businesses, they've had an impact on that. A lot of the regulations that they no longer have to live with.
And
making a difference in
California
economy.
Doing their absolute best to
undo anything that the federal government can do. Yeah, well, that's our
another show.
Thanks, Angie, for joining
well,
us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I was,
good luck with
I
your
was
year.
Nervous about being here, nervous about my year.
You're going to do great. You're going to do great.
And as always, Sharon, lovely spending the microphone with you.
Thanks, Trish.
All right, and see you in a month.
Sounds good.
And I'll see
you
guys
next
Thursday.
You need to talk for about 20 more seconds.
20 more seconds before you're ready to give up.
Well, yeah.
And I never have a problem coming up with words.
Well, I'll just remind everybody that my show, it airs every Wednesday right here at 9 a.m. And Bob produces it for me. And it's called Generations Talk Radio. And it's all about seniors and families and those issues. So I encourage you to listen in next Wednesday at 9. And Carl's running in to say something.
And Carl's coming in to say,
American Idol last night was a terrific show down at the Cascade.
Yeah.
Those kids are so talented.
Awesome.
Awesome. Great.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store.